Well, good morning, one and all.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. It cheers the good news. Welcome to a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Welcome, everybody. This is your 360-degree view of world events, even though we have only 36 degrees. Currently, right now.
Let's start right out.
Hey, let's do it.
What happened?
Hello, our Hank Facebook Livers. Enjoy the camera angles that only we can provide. Tonight's lead story is really what happened on Friday, and that would be George Strait. Well, I'll be darned. The speculation was right. Lubbock, Texas. Getting ready for this April 25th of 2026 at Jones AT&T Stadium there where your Texas Tech Red Raiders play. So it will be George Strait, Miranda Lambert, birthday girl today, and straight out of the Ville, Hudson Westbrook. This will be an on-sale day here in 11 days, November 21st at 10 a.m. GeorgeStrait.com. We got the details on our website, 921HankFM.com. So another stadium tour, a lot like A&M's Kyle Field, which momentarily had the record of over 110,000 people. It'll be interesting to see how many people they can get there in the Jones and if tortillas will be involved.
Yeah, and again, how many hotel rooms do they have over there? Enough for 111,000 people?
Mule Shoe, Texas, get ready. That Holiday Inn that never was used and spelled differently, off-brand, it's about to be filled up there. This is the biggest thing to Lubbock to happen in, ever.
Lubbock. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Going to be fun.
Enjoy the road trip.
So we have not received a Save the Month announcement from Taylor Swift and one Travis
rude?
Kelce.
I know. You would think she'd get ahead of the curve and would tell people about stuff.
The bridesmaids may be in the know. Rumors are swirling that her ladies-in-waiting may include one supermodel Gigi Hadid and another person by the name of Ashley Avignon. I don't know who that person is.
I think we talked to her about the Louvre heist.
She's kind of having a moment. She was also spotted having dinner with both ladies in recent weeks. And then Sabrina Carpenter as well. They're now waiting for another outing with Selena Gomez to just put their whole thing together.
Yeah.
And Taylor enjoying the fruits of her labor. Her average outfit clocks in at $24,000.
I don't plan on inviting any of these people to the wedding, though.
Well, as long as Elle's dress costs $24,000, you should be fine.
That's on her. Over the weekend, a couple of NFL notes. Cowboys on a bye week, of course. Paul Tagliabue, 17 seasons as the NFL commissioner, passing away at the age of 84, his family announced over the weekend. Tagliabue, apparent cause of death, he was been fighting Parkinson's disease for the last several years. Speaking of also football, yesterday, Trump became the first sitting president in nearly half a century to be at an NFL regular season game. He showed up at the Washington Commanders-Detroit Lions game. First since Carter did it back in 78. Nixon did it in 69. And since then, nobody ever went to a Washington Commanders game.
Sorry.
And with the way they're going, that was kind of probably charity work, really. Speaking of charity, also says he's planning on issuing $2,000 tariff dividends to all Americans, except, quote, high-income people. So we could be like, you know, those checks that we got back during the pandemic thing? Basically like that again, $2,000 because of the tariffs. It's our cut of the tariffs.
So what counts as high income when your last name is Trump, for crying out loud?
If you understand how tariffs work, you're probably ruled out. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I only had to learn because of LaBooBoo.
Oh, that's right.
I'm probably ruled out.
Can I get a four-year sentence with a side of hooch, please? Do not waste your precious time worrying about one Sean Diddy Combs and his life on the inside. Apparently, he's doing the great. He knows how to work the system, and acting like prison is more of a luxury rehab experience. Despite telling a judge that he's clean and sober, someone just found a homemade booze in his cell.
Oh,
I know.
You can't do that.
His rep says he's focused on improving and adjusting.
All right. That can't taste good, right?
No, I think they, it's like the fruits, mm-hmm. and then they put some sugar and some water.
Oh, really?
And then they let it sit.
Heather Lee. And then,
yeah, you know, my for former more, life.
For more birthday recipes, tune into the show.
Sounds delicious. Mm.
You watch too many of those shows.
No way.
In bad business news, Funko, the little toy company that has, they have, quote, substantial doubt about its odds of being around from a year from now, they said. Partially because of tariffs. A lot of that's imported in. Wendy's closing 200 to about 350 restaurants. Red Robin closing about 70. But Target is launching a new program.
Are they?
Evidently, starting today, it's called the 10-4 program, and it's meant to improve customer service ahead of the holidays, Target says. What it means is, if you're an associate, within 10 feet, employees should smile, make eye contact, and greet or wave at customers. If they're within 10 feet of you,
okay.
You see red, they should be smiling, locking eyes, greeting and waving. Within 4 feet, employees should check in with the customer asking, hey, you need assistance or how their day is going.
How is your day going? You're at Target.
It was great until I've been hounded by this person in a red shirt. So that starts today.
You might find that on Temu. No way.
You're now the Target.
So Mark Phillips sent a breaking news last week about those Thanksgiving Oreos. There was a variety of flavors. Apple and caramel pie, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, cream corn, sweet potatoes, turkey and gravy. And now they're all sold out. You missed your chance. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
It's kind of surprising that they did sell out, considering this package of cookies clocked in at $19.99.
Whoa.
But fear not, because McDonald's now in on the action. They're bringing back the McRib once again. And you can now feed the whole family for $6.70. You know why? Domino's got a large one-topping pizza. That low price. Do you see where we're going with this?
Yeah.
6-7, yo. 6-7.
6-7. 6-7.
Uh-huh.
I like the 10-4 policy better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Grammy nominations came out over the weekend. We'll get to that more tomorrow. But hitting number one on what is known as the Billboard Country Digital Song Sales Chart, that means the number one bought last week country song. It's by a band called Breaking Rust. 2 million monthly Spotify listeners. The song is called Walk the Walk.
Whiskey on the floor.
Yeah. This is them.
But you just keep on leaving.
And it is an AI creation.
Oh, no.
Number one song digitally in country music. Right now, today in America, is a computer.
And they put whiskey on the floor. I mean, that's a reason to hate them just right there.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton would like a word there,
AI, seriously.
A little bit for you. And I can't wait for the Dallas stations to play
it. Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
That's as much as you'll ever hear here.